Hopefully I've got Tom Chaplin on the line. Are you there, Tom?
Yep.
Great. Managed to get the technology to work this time.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Tom. You're with Island Life on Waiheke Radio 88.3, 107.4. Tom, I understand you're coming across to the island this afternoon.
That's right, Kevin. Another trip back to Waiheke.
Very good.
This time for another party.
Yeah, and what's the story with the party? Whereabouts are you playing?
Well, we're playing at the sports club. Somewhere there, I'm not particularly where it is, but tickets, you can get the tickets from Rock the Shop, I know that much.
Right, okay, Shop the Rock?
Shop the Rock, well, I know that much.
Right noises, anyway.
Yeah.
Tom?
And we'll be playing there from, I think around about 8 to 12, something like that.
Great, sounds like
and,
a...
And they've got a great band.
Yep.
A great band, this would be one of the best rock and roll bands ever been in Waiheke.
Very good.
Yeah.
Tom, I thought we could have a chat and just let people know a bit about you. How long have you been playing rock and roll?
Well, you know, I started off the entertainment business in Tauranga in a rock and roll band about 1967.
Yeah.
And then I sort of drifted into the entertainment industry, and I'd had a hit with Love is a Beautiful Song, a waltz. That sort of got me into the industry and got me working quite a bit, touring around the country. And then I turned to rock and roll about 1973 when I flipped a few songs into my normal sort of cabaret type act, and they went really well, and I thought, gee, I've always been a rock and roll fan, and put them in, and they really suited me, and they went off with the crowd, and I thought, well, gee, that's what I like. So I added a few more and just sort of took off from then, and because we were grabbed and used for a couple of years on Rock Around the Clock TV show.
Yeah.
And that gave us great exposure, and we've sort of been touring up and down the country ever since.
Very good. And how have rock and roll audiences changed since you started playing, you know, back in the 70s?
Yeah, I think the biggest change in our rock and roll audience is that stuff got a lot older. But there's still a good hardcore following of, say, what we'd probably call rock and roll purists that, you know, come out to the rock and roll dances and they dress up well and they love that 50s rock and roll and such. We don't sort of do a revival act as such. We do a lot of the old songs, the crowd's favourite songs, and that we've always done. And it's very much based around rock and roll, but they're not all purest rock and roll songs that we do. We do, you know, a bit of Pearl Jam here, and we do a couple of originals, and we do some New Zealand songs. We do a Chris Knox song. But it all fits into the rock and roll party mould, you know.
Yeah. And those purists you're talking about, what sort of folk are they? Have they grown up with rock and roll either at the time or in their families? Or
yeah, a lot of them have. A lot of them, I think, you know, was the sort of one of the high points of their life was the rock and roll dances and things like that. And people, you know, you go back and past, people sort of latch on to things that they really enjoyed, and they don't let them go so easy. And there's quite a few of them out there that love rock and roll. It surprises me how many people are still taking up dancing rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll clubs are in their own sort of, you know, struggling to survive because of the, as the age moves on, of course, your potential club members do too.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of younger people getting into rock and roll because it's accessible music. I mean, we played a school ball last year, I think it was, and the kids got right off on it because they could dance to every single song.
Yeah.
And they were just blown away. I mean, my musicians are very good, and that impresses kids of all ages. When you've got good musicians.
Yeah, that's the key. So the question that I'm sure is on everybody's lips is rock and roll going to do well in the current economic environment?
Well, of course it will, because it's fun and you can't take it too seriously. And I think when the world starts taking itself too seriously, like we've seen, it's a great release for people to get out and sort of rock and roll. Rock and roll is sort of you can't do it if you're not having fun, and if you're not having fun and start to do a bit of rock and roll, well, you're having fun.
Yeah. Did you read that story a few weeks ago that AC/DC are apparently the portent of the forthcoming economic doom? Because when AC/DC have a top-selling album, it means that basically the financial world is melting down. People turn to AC/DC in hard times, and I wonder if rock and roll will... AC/DC
you know,
say that they play rock and roll.
Yeah, you did, right. At AC/DC, just rock and roll, and in the old days of the Beatles and prior to the Beatles and that, they just didn't have what AC/DC have to work with. AC/DC just, you know, they were a downright rock and roll band.
They certainly describe themselves as rock and roll rather than being a metal band, I think.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. They're just a just a modern rock and roll band, AC/DC. So, yeah,
do you play any Ekadeka?
I think they're right. When times get tough, rock and roll sort of maybe rears its ugly head again.
Meat and potato, balls to the wall, rock and roll is always going to be there for you.
Yes, yeah. I think so. And I mean, we work hard with our crowds and get make sure that our crowds always have a good time.
What sort of things would people expect at one of your gigs, Tom?
Oh, well, we have a bit, nothing's too serious. We always have a bit of laugh along the way.
Yeah.
And we try and get everyone to join in and as much as they want to, and we have our sort of ways of doing it, you know. But we base it all on a foundation of the music being top class.
Yeah.
And that's quite important. Well, it's important to me.
Great. And do you have a regular band who you play with? Or does
Yeah. I'll run through the guys. I've got Ray Ead on bass, who's been my musical director and playing bass for me for about nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
A guitarist is coming up from New Plymouth. He recently won the Rock FM guitarist of the competition to open for the big Kiss Alice Cooper show down in Wellington on Easter.
Yeah.
And he opened for that. He's a stunning guitar player. He's probably the best guitar player I've worked with in the country, and I've worked with them all.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely astounding guitarist. And we have Peter Wood on keyboards. Now, Peter's roots are mainly in jazz, but Peter's played around years. He used to have a group in Auckland in the 70s and 80s called Woody.
Does he always try and needle you to play Jazz Odyssey, the Spinal Tap track?
No, but if you don't have to concentrate too hard to hear some jazz creeping through, which is what we love too, because it's you know, there's a bit of rock and roll in all forms of music.
Yeah,
you know, country, jazz, all sorts, and so he adds a different flavour to the band. And our drummer is Michael Abbott, who's been drumming for us regularly for 15-20 years.
Very good. And these folk have come from far and wide. So how often do you gig with them?
Oh well, we work a couple of times a week. And it could be all over the place. And I mean, we're down south next month. We get down south three different times down South Island.
Yeah.
And we're all over the place, up and down the country. We do the odd bit of work over in Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Rarotonga, Australia, that sort of thing.
Very good. And have you got sort of gigs lined up for the summer period?
Yeah, right through till November next year, basically.
Well,
lot of it goes. Over the summer period, we just do selected sort of gigs, and we don't go on the road and do the big road tour. That's better for the young kids, really, market.
Yeah.
But we keep fairly busy.
Very good. And so you'll be playing on the island tonight, Tom Sharplin, with your band.
The Cadillacs.
Tom Sharplin and the Cadillacs playing at the sports ground, tickets at Shop the Rock, and going from 8 till midnight.
Yep, and I've got some copies of my new CD, which is not released until next year, the new year, but I've got some copies I'll bring over to sell tonight, so if anyone wants to hear some of our new CD.
Very good. Thanks for joining us, Tom. I've got some rock and roll to go out with. This is Chuck Berry.
Oh, great. Met Chuck Berry.
Really?
Yeah, did. I was lucky enough to meet him and have a chat with him for a while.
And what was he like?
Oh, he's great. He was cool. He was cool, actually, is what he was. He's pretty cool.
I'll bet. This is a track which my copy of this one comes from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
All right.
You Never Can Tell.
You're a great song.
Very good.
Great poet he was. Great poet.
Well, let's listen to the lyrics. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
No worries.
And have a great gig tonight.
Okay. Cheers.
Thanks, Tom.